Hi and welcome to another podcast from The Human Diver, where we are looking to apply counter-errorism techniques in diving. By that we mean human factors and non-technical skills. Our goal is to give you the knowledge and skills so that your dives are safer and more enjoyable. The podcast consists of audio blogs which have been published on our website. Show notes will be provided so you can dig deeper if you want. Ready to jump in? I have been asked on numerous occasions online and in person, how do I put human factors or non-technical skills into my dive training or dive business? This blog is going to help answer part of that. The missing part is something you need to own and then use to finish things off. To start with, to be able to pass on knowledge about a topic, you need to both understand the topic and then how it fits into the area where you are going to use it. One of the problems and benefits of human factors is that it is general in nature and specific in application. By that I mean, we all know that effective communications are important, but how we communicate so the other party understands the meaning and intent is particular to a situation. For example, to increase the chance that your students understand a topic in class, you can say to them at the start of the class that at the end of the lesson, one of them is going to give a 60-second summary of the key points of the lesson. People are more likely to pay attention if they know they've got to teach someone else. Don't use closed questions, those questions which can be answered yes or no, like, did you understand that? Or, do you have any questions? Rather use an open question like, tell me about, explain to me about, or describe how, think TED, Ted. Furthermore, the act of recalling the information makes it stick more. Finally, this process provides you feedback, because if the answer or answers they give isn't what your key learning points were, then you might need to cover some of the topics again. All of the human factors topics in the paragraph above are covered in different sections of the Essentials class, not exactly like this, but rather the description and use of the tools, like open or closed questions, and the use of TED to generate curiosity. The Essentials course contains many more tools like that, along with numerous case studies showing their relevance in action. There are also multiple lessons in the presentations by Daryl Owen, Beatrice Rivoire, Guy Shockey, Helene Pellerin, Bart Den Ouden, Mike Mason, and Jenny Lord in the Human Factors in Diving Conference videos. Mine were a little more abstract or conceptual in nature. This ability to abstract from one space to another is a critical skill to have if you are to deal with the uncertain, risky world we live and dive in. However, it means that you need to understand not just the direct information in front of you, but also why it is there and what the problems are that are trying to be solved. Once you understand the why am I learning this and how it relates to other issues, then you can more easily abstract from one lesson to another problem. In the first paragraph, I said that you own part of the solution. This is because you are the expert in your space. You know the conditions you dive in, the students you dive with, the equipment you and the students use, and the problems you yourself face. This means that you can problem solve if you understand what is causing the problems and you have access to knowledge that you can abstract from somewhere or something else. The need for abstraction is because rote compliance and learning don't help you think wider than the box you have been taught within. So here are some resources and processes you can use to educate yourself so that you will be able to abstract from one space to another in diving. Blogs. There are now more than 350 blogs listed in the blog on thehumandiver.com/blog. Consider picking a blog a day to read and think about how it applies to your own diving. Don't fall foul of the powerful bias which leads us to look for differences rather than similarities. Share that knowledge with your dive buddies or students. You could pick a blog a week and use it as a discussion point in your club or dive center. Summarize the blog's key points and then get the team to consider similar problems they face and how they might solve them using the blog as a source of ideas. You can also search for topics so you can pick multiple blogs for the same topic. There is a series of blogs called Human Factors in Diving for Dummies, the goal of which is to simplify some of the content so that it is accessible to all. You can find that by searching for dummies on the right-hand side of the blog page. Debriefing. One of the tools that most people find useful from the courses they've done with The Human Diver is structured debrief, which allows learning to happen. You can find a comprehensive guide in the show notes to download for free. If only this free video and workbook allow you to run an interactive workshop to better understand how incidents and accidents can happen and what you can do in your own team, club and dive center to prevent an adverse event or learn from near misses. While the video is about a rebreather fatality, the concepts are applicable to all divers and further. I've had an instructor come to me and said they thought their workshop would be about 30 minutes, 2.5 hours later, they were still talking about the issues brought up in the video. Under pressure? You can order one or more books for your dive center and then run discussion or learning sessions focused on a chapter theme or one of the 30 plus case studies per week. Rotate the teacher around the club or center, including students. Ask them to read a chapter, which will take about an hour, or case study, and get them to make notes and key learning points, and then run a short classroom session, asking questions and looking to explore issues the club or center faces. By using different teachers, you share the load of preparation, and the learning will happen from the engagement and the shared storytelling that will come from one person recounting a story. Essentials class. As an instructor, you have a couple of options available to you to help your students understand the concepts and tools of human factors in diving. However, you must have completed at least the essentials of human factors in diving course yourself, because it is disingenuous to recommend something to others if you haven't invested the time in it yourself and don't know the real value. You can mandate the essentials class as part of pre-learning for your courses. This could be at rescue, DM, instructor, or tech training level. The deal I do with instructors is that they pay £30 for the essentials class, which is then either added to the class fee or the instructor absorbs the cost. The student then gets the class for free. The instructor will then be informed of the progress of the student. The instructor is billed on a monthly basis for these classes. The student is better informed of the risks associated with human factors and human performance, and the instructor gets a smarter student in their class with a common vocabulary to discuss risk, human factors, and incidents and near misses. Leading instructors like Mark Crane in Bali and Guy Shockey in Vancouver have been doing this for a number of years now, with nearly 100 students each going through the old micro class and new essentials class. They both recognize the value it adds to their students, both for training and also outside the class. You can have an affiliate code which gives you a 40% payment, $39, if someone uses your link. This link can't be shared via social media in popular groups or forums, but can be used internally within mailing lists and on shop websites. If you're interested in either of these essentials options, drop me an email via the contact page. Summary. I hope this has given you some ideas about how to develop your knowledge so that you can include human factors and non-technical skills in your diving and your instruction. You must learn a little more about the subject yourself, though. No one finds it easy to teach something if they have limited theoretical and practical knowledge about the topic. If you've got any questions or comments about this blog or what you'd like to teach or educate others in, please use the contact form and we'll get back to you. Thanks for listening to this podcast. If you'd like to know more about what was discussed in this episode, head over to the Human Diver website at thehumandiver.com, where you will find details about our education programs, the If Only documentary, the book Under Pressure, and the many, many blogs we have published there. If you think others should listen and learn, consider sharing the link. Thank you.